The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, all of you beautiful conservative people out there across America. I hope you're doing well today. All right. We're going to get into the whole Trump thing in just a minute, but I was really struggling with where do we take the show today? You know, every night I sit down and look at the big stories of the day, and I try to figure out, all right, what is it? What is it that is going to really resonate with America? And I think I may have found that story. I am always intrigued by a couple of things. No, I'm not going to get to it's not the PGA. I'm going to get to the PGA in just a moment. But I'm always intrigued by UFOs, the unidentified flying objects, the little green men, if you will. And that always just sort of sets me off. And I don't know about you, but it's fairly intriguing. Is there life out there beyond planet Earth? And if so, what does that life look like? I think all of us have sort of wondered that at least one time or another in our lives. Are we the only folks, or are we it? Is that it? And, you know, I know there are a lot of religious people that listen to this program, and they would say that, yes, we're it. God only made the earth and the people and the dogs and the fishes of the sea and the little critters of the forest, and that's it. But others out there are saying, you know what, it's possible that God made some other folks. Maybe he did something else. And of course, now we have all of the science fiction movies out there suggesting that there may be life on other planets. That brings me to a story that was the lead story until just a few moments ago over at Fox News. An Air Force veteran, a guy by the name of David Charles Grush, G-R-U-S-C-H, Grush, 36 years old. He's a decorated combat officer, served in Afghanistan. And he was a rep on the Unidentified Aerial Phenomena Task Force from 2019 until 2021. He also served in the National Reconnaissance Office. And he's been testifying before Congress that not only are there UFOs, but the UFOs have apparently crash-landed on planet Earth. And that they have discovered materials of an exotic non-human origin. So the debrief first reported Monday that Mr. Grush filed a whistleblower complaint to Congress and the intelligence community on classified information that he says proves the recoveries of fragments of vehicles. And some of these spacecraft are allegedly intact. And they've been making these discoveries for decades up into the present day. Now, according to Fox News and the reporting here, the recoveries have been determined through analysis to be of exotic origin, non-human intelligence, whether extraterrestrial or unknown origin, based on all sorts of things, including material science testing. So this is, I mean, if this is some sort of a joke, if this is some sort of a gotcha, well, it's a pretty darn good joke. I mean, if they're trying to fake us out here, it's a pretty good fake. Mr. Grush says we're not talking about prosaic origins or identities. And this is all information he submitted to Congress. So if this guy's lying, he's going to the slammer. He sat down for an interview with News Nation, claiming many senior and former intelligence officers, many of whom he knew nearly his whole career, began confiding in him and providing documents and other proof that they were part of a secret craft retrieval program that the task force was not read into. I mean, this is some deep state level stuff here, folks. By the way, Congressman Tim Burchett of East Tennessee, who's been a regular guest on this program, says, oh, yeah, not only that, but, you know, he says that there's biblical evidence of UFOs in the Holy Bible. Cut number six, please.
But they're in the Bible. I mean, read the first chapter of Ezekiel. It's a King James version. It's a translation, but it describes a will. Within a will, it describes what you and I would call the classic saucer-shaped UFO. It's in the Bible. It's in hieroglyphics. It's in, it's in Dark Ages paintings. It's there.
So, wow. Thank you there, Congressman. Mr. Grush told News Nation, there is a sophisticated disinformation campaign targeting the U.S. populace, which is extremely unethical and immoral. He says there he understands that he's taking a great personal risk and professional risk in speaking out publicly on the topic. So I wonder here, it's a fascinating story. It goes on and on and on. I do wonder, though, if this is in fact true, will the intelligence community come out and will they level with the American people? I mean, we've heard some lawmakers who've gotten out there and they've said, well, you know what? We've heard rumblings. But here you got a guy saying, we've got the evidence. I mean, these people have been crash landing. Now, I have a lot of questions about all of this. Would you want to know, just ask a genuine question, would you want to know if, in fact, there was life on another planet that had crash landed on this planet? So I have a couple of concerns. First of all, what sort of alien creatures are we dealing with? Are these the nice, docile E.T. phone home? Are we talking about those kinds of aliens, or are we talking about like aliens that are going to come bursting out of your intestines? That seriously, I mean, what kind of aliens are we talking about here? Are we talking about Jabba the Hutt? Because I'm just going to be gut level honest here, folks. I don't want to spend my twilight years working a slave ship in some sort of desert landscape and on a foreign planet. I don't want to be chained to somebody like Jabba the Hutt. I don't think I would be a good, I just don't think I would be a good human slave to Jabba the Hutt. And these are things that we would all have to think about if, in fact, this is all true, which Congress seems to be taking this seriously. Fox News seems to be taking this seriously. So unless this is some sort of a giant hoax or scam, and this guy is willing to land in jail for the rest of his life for lying to Congress, I don't know. Are you buying what this guy is testifying to, ladies and gentlemen? Do you believe that there is some sort of extraterrestrial life out there and they have been to planet Earth? 844-747-8868. Do you believe, as Congressman Burchett does, that the Bible actually speaks of and confirms the validity of UFOs? 844-747-8868. Now, I have a theory, and this is just a theory. I want to throw this out there for you to chew on. But just consider this. What if there really are aliens? Now, when I was a kid, I remember seeing something weird in the sky. I didn't know what it was, but it was sort of hovering over Memphis. Now, what if aliens did in fact visit planet Earth? And is it possible that maybe they flew over Memphis and maybe they took on gunfire? Because just about everybody here is packing heat, and Memphis, of course, the most violent city in America. And is it possible that the aliens, when they realized, holy crap, what is going on here, that maybe, just maybe, the city of Memphis has saved the world from alien invasion? Is that possible? I don't know. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to go to the phones here. I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this, but clearly something weird is happening up on Capitol Hill. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and in just a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You'll have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime, and you'll see transparent pricing on every coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. And this new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com to get started. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com. Or call 866-649-0304. That number again, 866-649-0304, and start investing today. Well, I'm just really fascinated by all of this. I mean, it's, and I don't know about you, but I don't want to be captured by the aliens. I hear they do some really bizarre things with those probes. Be singing the high parts on Amazing Grace. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Tim in Cleveland, Georgia, listening to us on the great WRWH. Hey, Tim, what's going on?
Well, not much, Todd. I was just listening to you talking about the aliens, and I thought I'd add in my two cents there that, from what I can tell, we've got one of the scariest ones there is running our country.
Yeah, we talking about Kamala Harris? Oh, no, Joe Biden. Oh, my apologies.
Either or. They come in pairs.
Well, that's true. They could. You never know. It's funny. It's just weird that the government has apparently been keeping all of this secret. You know, if this guy is to be believed. And I can't imagine why a decorated combat veteran would lie to Congress, but, you know, it's a weird one.
Yeah, but they would lie to us, so there you go.
Oh, there you go. All right, Tim, appreciate the call. Let's go to Georgia, Orlando, WDUN. Orlando, do you believe there are flying saucers out there, little green men?
But Todd, look, I'm about like you. If there's a name to it, it's got something to do with something in this lifetime that we live in. But I did want to tell you, though, I was watching this show a couple of months ago. It's called BPP, and it's called the Blue Planet Project. It's a documentary on the aliens here on Earth, and they're already here, is what they're saying in this documentary. And just like they have Area 51 and Area 52, there's another area up in Antarctica. It's a seven-layer place, and they're down there doing a lot of research on human beings.
Really? So you're telling me the aliens, so according to this documentary, the aliens are literally already here living among us?
Yes, and the military, that's the way that this is portrayed in this show. But this show is like a couple of hours. It tells a lot. Like the TV show we used to watch, Men in Black, that the Men in Black actually exist. They used to be called something else. And it betrays that in this show of what they do and what they're here to do. And they're here to protect us, but at the same time, they're doing research on us. And it's just the weirdest thing.
It's the probes. But,
yes. And they're doing more than probing, especially at this place that's seven layers down. Some of the military have went down there and tried to stop them. They said that there's human body parts and everything down there.
Oh, so my gosh. That's terrible.
Yeah, it is terrible. So when you get some time, check that show out, Blue Planet Project.
Blue Planet. I'm going to check this out, Orlando. I appreciate you calling. You know, this could, though, if in fact what Orlando is telling us is accurate, that the aliens are living among us, this could explain The View, right? I mean, it really could. I mean, we're looking at alien life forms on our television. It could be. All right, what about Michael Moore? You can't tell me that Michael Moore and Rosie O'Donnell are not alien beings. I'm just telling you. All right, let's go to Joyce in North Carolina, listening to us on WSIC. Joyce, do you believe in the UFOs?
Yes, I do, Todd, because I never wanted to talk about this to nobody. Me and my husband were living in Conover, North Carolina.
All right, Conover, North Carolina. Okay, what happened in Conover, North Carolina? Joyce.
It's just a little place. There's Newton and Conover and Conover.
Right, right. So what happened? Tell me what happened.
Well, this looked real good, Todd. I mean, it was beautiful. We were driving around, and we got down to the ballpark, a little ballpark.
All right.
Where the crawdads play.
The crawdads. Now, what are the crawdads? Are we talking about little critters that are in the water, or is that the name of the team?
Baseball
team. Oh, the baseball team, the Crawdads. My apologies.
Yeah, we looked up in the sky, Todd, and this thing was real big. It had lights all the way around it. It was going around in circles, and we drove back to where they had been a trailer park. We drove back to where we live.
It's always the trailer parks.
And we could still see it going over the racetrack. And, Todd, it was the most beautiful thing I ever seen in my life.
Did you see anything else? I mean, did it try to land? Was anybody waving out the windows?
No, it was just going around in circles around the racetrack, and it was way up there in the sky. It's so pretty. And, you know, there's another thing I've looked when I look through the sky.
What's
I
that?
I can see when the moon's out. I can see a little. It looks like it's not a star. It moves around very slowly. But I do believe in UFOs and stuff like that. And it's, you know, I didn't want to talk about it to nobody.
No, of course not.
I heard you talking about it.
Well, I understand. And Joyce, I mean, I appreciate you sharing the story. Did it go away? Did it just zoom off? Or how long did it linger over the trailer park?
I think it went away, Todd. Back in 1947, I heard that they seen a spaceship, and they never would reveal it. The government wouldn't even tell about it.
Well, they wouldn't even talk Democrats.
About it. No. And I believe there's aliens on this earth.
All right. Well, I'm glad. Look, I'm glad the aliens didn't try to, like, scoop you up or beam you guys up or whatever. That would have been awkward. But, wow, so you said it was beautiful. You weren't afraid.
It was so pretty, Todd. It had old lights all the way around it.
Wow. Like a Christmas tree.
It was big, real big.
All right.
I don't know where it got to.
Like a biscuit
but
in the
this
sky.
This is the first time I've talked about it since I've seen it back in we got married in 1972.
Wow. Well, congratulations. Well, Joyce, look, we're going to have to leave it there, but I appreciate you at least sharing your story with us here on the radio.
Well, it says God always says you look to the sky. Look to the skies. You know, and I really believe in stuff like this, Todd.
I believe you believe it. Joyce, I certainly do. God bless you, and we're just glad the aliens didn't beam you up somewhere. So there you go. You know, it is weird, right? These alien encounters and abductions, they always happen in, like, mountainous communities or over trailer parks. I haven't heard of a racing track, but there was a trailer park nearby, so the aliens could have just made a wrong turn. I don't know. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got to get back to planet Earth because we have a lot of stuff to discuss. There are concerns that the Justice Department may, in fact, be getting ready to arrest President Trump. And I have a question for you. If the DOJ does arrest President Trump, will that impact your support? Will it embolden you, or will that be the moment where you say, that's it, we've got to go and find another candidate? Our telephone number is 844-747-8868. Again, a toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. We're going to be taking your calls on that. We have some audio, and we're going to go back to something President Trump said during my national show yesterday, which has made national headlines. So we're going to get into that as well. And again, if you have had an alien encounter, we're always happy to take those calls. We are. So just may the force be with you. Live long and prosper. We'll be right back, America. Well, I finally had to cut back on the barbecue and the sweet tea, and now I'm starting to lose weight thanks to a great new product called Calitrin. Now, Calitrin contains an amino acid called glycine, which increases serotonin levels, and that makes me sleep better at night, and it also helps me lose weight. It is safe and natural, better sleep, more energy, less joint pain, and believe it or not, glowing skin. And who doesn't like glowing skin? Calitrin is good for you. You're giving your body back what it needs. Calitrin is not a quick fix, but it is a long-term solution for you to take the weight off and keep it off. And get this, it's 100% safe. So even if you're on medications, there are no drugs or stimulants, and that's what makes Calitrin so different. So give them a call right now. Do what I did, 833-TOP-LOSS, or log on to toploss.com and use the promo code Todd. That's 833-TOP-LOSS, promo code Todd. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. Happy to have you with us today. No, look, I believe there's something out there. I don't know what it is, but I really do believe there's something out there. Far too many people have seen things. I've seen things. Just heard from Joyce, who saw the big flying saucer with the pretty lights hovering over the trailer park and the racetrack there in North Carolina. So I do believe something is out there. By the way, Wyatt, from our great affiliate out of Nevada, the Nevada Talk Network, and isn't that where Area 51? Thank you, Josh. Wyatt says, come on, Todd. Nothing ever said that God stopped his creations at Earth. How are we to think that God didn't create aliens? After all, God knows everything, but he hasn't shared everything with us. We don't know the day of the rapture. We don't know the day of the end of the world. Only God knows. All right, well, there you go. Just something to think about, I reckon. Let's go to William in North Carolina. All right, William, are you a believer in UFOs?
Yes, sir. ET life exists. You call me crazy, whatever. I've been called worse. But in the first year of the pandemic, I was driving overnight, and I seen a real bright light. And it was bright as all get out, and it flashed away, kind of like a fallen star, a shooting star, but it was a lot bigger than that. So I believe there's something out there. And if I could catch one of them, I'd tell them that if they catch themselves flying over Washington, D.C. someday, lock their doors and keep going. Don't stop.
Well, that's a good point there, William. And again, that might be the saving grace. You never know. William, appreciate that call. And remember, folks, it wasn't too long ago, a couple of months ago, when we saw the Air Force video that was released of those weird objects that were zipping and zapping all over the place. And the Air Force pilots seemed to say this kind of happens on a regular basis. Let's go to Chris in North Carolina. Hi, Chris. All right. Are you a believer in aliens?
Well, I have my reservations, but I had a conversation with a gentleman at the library recently. He was carrying a book called Alien Agenda by Jim Mars, who wrote Crossfire for the New York Times. And he was telling me about being in a local store recently, and he saw this figure off in the distance a little bit, and he walked closer to her. It was a female, supposedly. And she had on like a one-piece suit like the divers, like scuba divers wear. She had no jewelry, no makeup, no purse, no belt on, no shoes. And he said that when she walked, she kind of glided, like kind of floated. and he tried to get closer to her, and then she just disappeared. He couldn't even find her. So I'm getting a shiver just talking about it.
Wow. I'm just speechless here. And of course, you describe the actual attire of the alien women. They always wear the skin tight suits that you buy over at Lululemon or something. So, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Was it Kroger? Was it Winn-Dixie? Food City? What grocery store do we know?
No, it wasn't a grocery store. It was one of the big box stores.
Oh. I wonder if it was Target.
No, it was Walmart. I want to go to the same store and see if I can find her again.
You see, Chris, I think there may be something to that. I've had the unfortunate experience of going to Walmart after midnight, and some of the things I've seen, let me tell you, I think they are extraterrestrial.
Oh, no. I've always wondered what I would do if whatever you want to call it, a UFO or whatever, landed in my backyard. And would I be scared? Would I be friendly? I've always wondered what I would do. I'd run back in the house and lock the door.
Chris, this is why I always have an extra bag of Reese's Pieces handy. You never know. I mean, you got to watch E.T., ladies and gentlemen. You'll understand why. All right, Chris, thanks for the story. Appreciate that. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, the show has kind of gotten off to a weird start, has it not? I think we can all agree there. All right, let's talk politics. This is insane. Yesterday, we had President Trump on the program, and this interview made national headlines. The Associated Press had a reporter, and they were following our conversation. Now, just before President Trump appeared on the program, we know that his attorneys had a meeting with the Justice Department, and there's been a lot of talk, a lot of scuttlebutt, that Trump is about to be arrested and charged over the documents that were found at Mar-a-Lago. Now, a lot of these documents are not a big deal. We're talking among the things that were confiscated, a party napkin, you had a menu, some covers of Time magazine. And so the FBI, they confiscated all of this. And we all know that what happened at Mar-a-Lago was a setup. President Trump has the right to either classify or declassify materials, and he said he declassified these materials. By the way, what Joe Biden did was a whole heck of a lot worse. Vice President Mike Pence did the same thing. Mike Pence isn't going to be charged, and neither is Joe Biden. But they're coming after Donald Trump. Let's listen to cut number 24. Mr. President, just a few moments ago, and this is from the reporting of CBS News, they say that your attorneys met with the Justice Department. Curious if you can give us any details on what the outcome of all of that was.
Well, I could just say this. They did go in and they saw him and they said, very unfair. No other president has ever been charged with anything like this. Hillary Clinton deleted 33,000 emails. And she not only deleted them, they call it bleach washed, and she did things to them that nobody ever even heard of. They hammered their cell phones. You remember that case, Todd?
I do.
I mean, the cell phones were hammered. All of the emails were deleted. 33,000 of them. Many were classified. Bill Clinton won a court case in front of a federal judge, a respected federal judge, tough federal judge, saying that he was allowed to do it. Many other presidents, likewise, nobody was charged or prosecuted. And Biden has 1,850 boxes, some of them from Chinatown. In Chinatown, where supposedly China's been paying them money. But they have 1,850 boxes that he doesn't want looked at. And they're saying, how come they always go after Trump? Same thing with Russia, Russia, Russia. They go after me. The fake dossier, they go after me. And then it turns out to be all fake stuff. They're fake stories. And it's really a disgrace. They do a Russia, Russia, Russia. Then they try and get you on obstruction. They give you a fake deal. They give you a fake, think of it. They give you a fake scenario. And then they try and get you on obstruction. In other words, obstruction of justice. They create a phony, fake, illegal situation, and they try and you fight it because you know it's phony and fake, and then they try and get you on obstruction of justice. We're living in a very dangerous time.
Well, we are. And the president went on to address the other big question of the day, cut 25. Do you anticipate the Justice Department is going to file charges against you?
I don't know. They've never done it before. If they do, I think my poll numbers are going to go up, I guess, because the people get it, you know?
They get it.
The people in the country get it. Nobody's ever been charged where poll numbers go up, but the people in this country get it. And they have one in Georgia where I made a perfect phone call protesting the election. And all of a sudden they say, oh, is that, you know, some, they made up some term for that. And it's another beauty. So, you know, it's really unfair, but the people get it. They see it happening, and it makes you more popular. They want back what we had. No, this is a terrible thing that, you know what, it's really called, it's influencing the election. It's called election interference.
Absolutely.
What they're doing. And, you know, I'm way up on Biden. I'm way up on DeSantis. They don't care about DeSantis, but they care about Biden. And they want to run against anybody but me. Don't forget, when they say we want to run against Trump, that's the party of disinformation. They say they want to run against Trump because they don't want to run against Trump.
No, they don't. And they know that Trump could win. And if it's a fair election, Trump would win. But now the issue becomes, and it's our understanding that there are legitimate concerns the president will be arrested and charged. But I want you to hear something. This is all political. This is the deep state getting its revenge on Donald Trump. The question is, will this impact your support of the president, or will this embolden your support? You heard the president. I mean, when he got arrested in New York on those trumped up charges, the poll numbers went out the roof. And by the way, there is the latest aggregation of polls has Trump up, and it shows that Ron DeSantis has stagnated. Now, that doesn't mean that Ron DeSantis could not come back, and we've got a lot of ground to cover between now and the primaries, so who knows, anything could happen. I think Trump understands that as well. But I am curious to know from you, if the president is charged, will you still support him? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Now, I've got to talk to you about the whole weight loss campaign. So far, so good. Around 11 or 12 pounds. It's a slow process, but there's a reason for that. I'm being pretty intentional here because I want to make sure to keep the weight off. Now, one of the problems, you got to eat a lot of fruit. You got to eat a lot of vegetables. And if you go down to the supermarket, you're going to be filling up your grocery basket with all sorts of stuff. Well, I don't want to do that, and I don't have a lot of time. You know, you got to sit there and you got to, you know, buy the mangoes and the cranberries and the blueberries, and then you got the zucchini and all that kind of stuff. I don't have time for that. I'm way too busy. And this is why I use Balance of Nature. It is absolutely incredible. Every morning, super simple. I take my veggies and I take my fruit in a very easy to swallow and easy to handle capsules. It's amazing. I don't have to worry about going out and shopping and doing all this other stuff because I'm sure that many of you are just like me. You're just slammed. And this is why I love Balance of Nature. I get 31 fruits and veggies every time I open my monthly shipment from Balance of Nature. And I'd love for you to give them a try. Absolutely wonderful. I have so much energy, and the level of nourishment I get from Balance of Nature, I really didn't think you could tell, but you can tell. And I want you to check this out. You're going to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using the discount code Todd. So all you have to do is go to balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. You can also order by phone. So write down this telephone number, 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. Shipping is always free. Love that. Use the discount code Todd.
If you are looking for MyPillow, you will not find it in the big box stores. And the reason why, it's pretty awful. MyPillow's been canceled by the cancel culture mob. And that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you. And that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow. Normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/STARNS. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes and use the promo code Starnes or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes or call 1-800-544-8939. Use the promo code Starnes.
Now, a moment of bipartisanship with Senator Mitch McConnell and the President of the United States.
My fellow Americans, did you really expect Joe? He's still tired from signing the historic debt ceiling agreement this weekend. Spelling isn't his thing these days. But while Democrats and Republicans disagree on many issues,
issuing more debt is the one thing that we can always agree on.
Asking us to control spending when we need to buy votes
or feather our personal private nest
has brought both sides together again to say,
we tried, but not very hard.
Better luck next time. Bye-bye.
Kumbaya. A little misty. Oh, beautiful. You just never know what our man in Washington is going to come up with. Paul Shanklin, thank you very much, our investigative journalist in Washington, D.C. Let's go to the phones. Charles in North Carolina wants to weigh in on this latest Trump story. All right, Charles, does this impact your support of the president?
It does, certainly. It solidifies it even more. And actually deepens my concern, because this kind of behavior by the FBI and the CIA really illustrates that they're the ones really in control and not our elected representatives. And I think one of the reasons why JFK was assassinated is because he was screwed over by the CIA with the Bay of Pigs, much like Eisenhower before him was screwed over by the CIA with them sending unauthorized YouTube flights over Russia. And something has to be done. That agency needs to be disbanded or totally put back to their original task, I guess, which was...
Charles, it was interesting. Going back to Eisenhower, when he left office, he was really concerned about this growing military-industrial complex. I mean, that's the origination of that phrase. It came from Eisenhower. So when you look at what's happening right now with the Uniparty, and there's really not much daylight between the two parties now on a lot of issues, especially when it comes to getting our nation involved in yet another war, another armed conflict. So I think there's a lot. I think there's a lot to that. And for Trump to come in and say, you know what, we're not doing this anymore. I mean, say what you will about Trump, he did not get this country involved in another war. Charles, appreciate the call, and thank you for listening. All right. I've got to share this story with you, and we're going to be taking some calls on this in the next hour. Big trouble brewing in my hometown over in Germantown, Tennessee. The school board there is about to crack down on public comments at school board meetings. This is unbelievable. Now, you would think that Germantown would be a conservative community, and I think they are, but some of the elected leaders over there are just as liberal as the day is long. And they're considering a new rule that would only allow comments that are germane to issues on the school board agenda. So let's just say that you've discovered your teacher has turned the classroom into an LGBT grooming center. Well, if you go to the school board, you would not be able to talk about that issue. And this has been a big issue in our area, these pornographic books in the library, in the school libraries. Well, if you went to the school board to talk about that, they would not allow you to talk about that because it wasn't an official agenda item. You see what they're doing? They're sneaky. And by the way, they're doing this, my understanding is today. So any of our listeners on KWAM, you need to be picking up the phone and you need to be calling the school board office to find out what the heck is going on. And here's why it's sneaky. Just about everybody in this part of the country is on vacation. We got 80% humidity here. Nobody wants to stay in Memphis in the summertime. I'm just telling you. And then there's like a huge concert tonight that everybody else is going to. Nobody wants to go to a school board meeting in the middle of the summertime. So very sneaky. But I'm telling you, folks, you've got to take action. I want you to write down this telephone number. This is the phone number for the school board. 901-752-7900. That's 901-752-7900. And you tell them that you support free speech. And if a parent has a concern, they ought to be able to bring it before the school board. I mean, come on. This is something you would expect them to do on, I don't know, Loudoun County, Virginia, or Berkeley, California, not Germantown, Tennessee. We know exactly what's going on here because we have a local chapter of Moms for Liberty, and they've been exposing critical race theory and a lot of this wokeness in the school system. And they want to shut down the Moms for Liberty. Well, we're not going to let that happen. So again, give this school board a call, 901-752-7900. That's 901-752-7900. We got to take a stand. We can't let our classrooms be turned into these propaganda dungeons. We'll be right back, America.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now, 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Happy to have you with us today. So yesterday, this is interesting, the mayor of New York City has come up with a solution for the illegal aliens. And no, these are the ones crossing the border, not penetrating the atmosphere. No, these illegals coming across the border, and they are really causing problems in New York City. So the mayor came out yesterday and made this big announcement. And the mayor says, hey, look, here's the deal. Many of you have large homes in New York City, and we want you to start housing the illegals in your private residences, cut number 20.
We're disciplined and we're executing on it. It is my vision to take the next step to this, to go to the faith-based locales, and then move to private residents. There are residents who are suffering right now because of economic challenges. They have spare rooms. They have locales. And if we can find a way to get over the 30-day rule and other rules that government has in its place, we can take that $4.2 billion, $4.3 it may be now, that we potentially have to spend, and we can put it back in the pockets of everyday New Yorkers, everyday houses of worship, instead of putting it in the pockets of corporations. And some of those corporations come from outside our city.
So what exactly does the mayor want to see happen here? Are we talking about giving homeowners a stipend? I mean, if you look at some of the apartments in New York City, I think the average apartment is, what, 500-600 square feet. It's not a lot of space. And then you got the illegals. And, you know, again, it's going to be a tight squeeze. I'm not exactly sure that this is going to go over very well. Meanwhile, you have the governor of California threatening to have Ron DeSantis arrested and charged with kidnapping. DeSantis is apparently shipping illegals over to Sacramento, the state capital, and Newsom is really upset by all of this. But do you understand the hypocrisy here, ladies and gentlemen? The liberals literally believe that towns like Brownsville, Texas, on the border, El Paso, Texas, on the border, should bear the full brunt of the illegal alien invasion. I mean, these folks can barely handle a couple of hundred illegals in their towns, and they're losing their minds. But again, I say, let's stick the National Guard along the entire border, guns drawn, and let's see what happens. I suspect we're going to solve the illegal immigration problem, lickety-split, as they say. By the way, new story out about great migration in America. It turns out that more Americans are fleeing California and New York to red states like Florida and Texas. And why are they doing that, ladies and gentlemen? Well, a lot of it has to do with freedom, but most of it has to do with taxes, lower taxes. Florida does not have a state income tax. Tennessee, by the way, we don't have a state income tax. And I don't mind you coming to the great state of Tennessee. We're a beautiful people. As a matter of fact, we are, they call us the volunteer state because we're always looking to help people out. But the reality is, as much as we love you, as much as we want to lavish you with Southern hospitality, you got to leave your politics back home. I mean, you just got to do it. And it's a big problem. We've seen this in North Carolina, a beautiful red state gone purple. And we're starting to see it in Texas. So again, I don't know how we can fix this problem, but you got to leave your politics back in New York. We don't want that here. We just really don't. All right. Another big story that we are following is this legislation regarding the weaponization of the FBI. There has been some legislation introduced. It's being debated on the floor today. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is the author of this incredible piece of legislation called the RAINS Act, Congresswoman Kat Kamick. Kat, good to have you back with us.
Hey, so good to be with you guys. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So how is the debate going so far?
Well, right now, I actually just stepped off the House floor. I'm in the back of the chamber right now, having given my speech for the rule debate on this bill. And the argument that I'm hearing from my colleagues on the left, because of course they're trying to find something within this bill that they can vote against, and they're saying that under this bill, the RAINS Act, which reasserts our Article I authority here in Congress, really strips the power away from the nameless, faceless swamp creatures, the bureaucrats. Right. They're saying that this is going to take away expertise that these bureaucrats have. Now, Todd, you and I both know these bureaucrats are people who went from high school to college to an internship and then worked their way through the bureaucratic mess. Right. The labyrinth up here. These people don't come from private sector. They don't own businesses. They don't know the challenges that everyday folks go through. And so to me, that is a pretty shallow and empty argument. But it's getting heated. You know, we're going back and forth. And I think this is coming down to a principled question of who has the authority to make laws in this country. Is it the executive or is it the legislative? And it's pretty interesting to hear my colleagues on the left say that they don't want their legislative authority anymore.
And it just seems to me, Kat, that you would have Democrats, at least some right-thinking Democrats, supporting this. Because this has literally created the so-called deep state. This is the swamp everybody talks about.
Yes. I tell people all the time, there's not three branches of government anymore. There's four. And the fourth being the regulatory regime. It's how these folks like Biden and Obama were able to get their political agenda accomplished, not through legislative wins, through the proper process, but through weaponizing the regulatory regime. Look no further than the assault on our natural resources that we have going on. On day one, with a stroke of a pen, Biden killed domestic production of energy in this country. And he did it by strangling them out of existence with regulation. fast forward ATF issues a regulation, a rule on stabilizing braces that for the last 10 years they said was an accessory and they didn't have the jurisdiction to actually regulate. Now they're following his political agenda and saying he's going to get the guns. Well, how do you do that? You start taking elements and regulating them out of existence. So we're seeing how this entire process of 1.35 million active regulations has become weaponized by an overreaching, bloated government. And the bureaucrats are accountable to no one. Nameless, faceless, they can operate with immunity, essentially, because you can fire your Congress critter, but you cannot fire these bureaucrats, and that's why this bill is so important.
And as you point out here, and this is the nugget, this would have saved, what, over $2 trillion annually for the taxpayers?
Yes. Every year, at the current rate that we have regulations on the books, it is costing us, everyday Americans, $2 trillion a year in compliance costs, economic losses, and that is on top of the historic inflation that we've been contending with, which has cost in Florida alone families $14,000 extra dollars. So if we tackle the regulatory regime, it solves a lot of our problems in the sense that it reasserts the Article I authority. It immediately cuts costs, which saves us, the consumers, money at a time where belts are getting tighter, you know, wallets are shrinking. And it really reasserts the whole notion of a small, limited government, right? And empowers the legislative branch to continue to be the people's house, the people's voice. But it also gives the executive the original intent that we had laid out in the Constitution to execute the laws, not make the laws.
Well, I love it. I'm a big fan of this, and we need it. We've got to get the deep state under control, and we got to put a stop to this. Kat, before we let you go, a big story involving the governor of Florida. Governor Gavin Newsom out of California is threatening to have Governor DeSantis charged with kidnapping over these flights to Sacramento. I guess he's been sending out a few dozen illegals to Sacramento. At least that's the allegation. And Newsom says he wants the Department of Justice to investigate this.
Oh, bless his heart. You know, we've seen this for more than a year at this point. It seems that California Governor Newsom is a little bit obsessed with our governor. I'm not quite sure what it is. Maybe he's jealous. There seems to be quite the strange obsession with Florida, so much so that he's traveled to Florida, that he takes his state dollars and runs ads trying to prevent people from going to Florida. It's a very, very strange deal, but I don't know. I haven't heard if Governor DeSantis was personally responsible or spearheading that effort with those planes on this particular iteration. But I can tell you that this obsession that California has with Florida has got to stop. He would be best to focus on his own people and his own state. I think they have record homelessness and crime and people fleeing by the thousands. So maybe he ought to focus on things at home before he starts worrying about Florida.
I love it. I completely agree. All right, Kat, we're going to let you get back to it. Good luck today.
Oh, thank you so much. Appreciate you.
All right. Kat Kamick, everybody, from the great state of Florida. And this is much needed legislation. I'm telling you, it's huge. All right. Can we talk about Lululemon for just a second? Now, I was not familiar with this clothing store, but apparently very popular among the Gen Z crowd. They love Lululemon. And it's I did some searching online, and it's a pretty high dollar clothing store, and it's where you go to get your joggers or your tank tops. They also have yoga mats, water bottles, the whole nine yards. As a matter of fact, what's a good water bottle going for over there? Oh yeah, we're talking $48 for a water bottle. It's insane. Why don't you just go and, you know what, get some Tupperware. Put a lid, and the Tupperware comes with a lid. There you go. You got your water bottle. It's not going to cost you $48. So anyway, there's some big trouble brewing at Lululemon. They have fired two of their staffers in Atlanta. And this happened at Peachtree Corners. The store had been hit by three masked shoplifters and the same guys that apparently looted the store at least a dozen previous times. So the two women, when they got hit again, you had two of the staffers say, "That's it. This is nuts." So they followed the three masked shoplifters out of the store and they called police. And thanks to the good work of these two staff members, that the police were able to track down the bad guys and arrest the shoplifters. Now, you would think, as the owner of Lululemon, that you would be very happy with this news, right? Because you're getting, I mean, they're ripping you off, man. But instead of getting a pay raise or a promotion, the two girls were fired right on the spot. Because it turns out they violated store policy. Number one, you're not allowed to stop a shoplifter. And number two, you're not allowed to call the police if a shoplifting incident happens. And the reason for that is they don't want people to think that Lululemon is a high crime area. Now, Lululemon CEO was on television yesterday and is defending all of this. Now, we're gonna get to what the CEO of Lululemon had to say after the break. But long story short, he says, "We didn't do anything wrong. We were right to fire these two, and it's only merchandise. It's only merchandise." I'm going to make a prediction here. Lululemon's not going to be in business much longer. You know why? Because the criminals may be bad guys, but they're not stupid bad guys. They watch cable news, and they just figured out they could go in and steal as many joggers and leggings and yoga pants as they can carry out the front door. Which is why I, ladies and gentlemen, believe that Lululemon's policy is just plain loony. Lemon, we'll be right back. All right, so here we go. Here's the audio of the CEO of Lululemon. I believe his name is Lulu and last name Lemon. Here's Mr. Lemon on firing the staff who tried to stop a store robbery. Cut 27.
Kevin, I need to ask you about this story in Georgia, which has made a lot of news lately, where Peachtree Corners, Georgia, where in one of your stores, two of your employees were fired relating to a theft that was happening in the store. There was talk that they were fired because they called the cops. You say that's not true. Can you just clarify what's happened here? Because it's gone viral, especially amid this wave of retail theft that we're seeing around the country.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, obviously, retail theft and shrink has been a growing topic. It's an area that we've invested in. We invest across three pillars, training, and investing in labor, technology, as well as working with local and federal law enforcement. In this particular case, we have a zero tolerance policy that we train our educators on around engaging during a theft. Why? Because we put the safety of our team, of our guests, front and center. It's only merchandise. At the end, they're trained to step back, let the theft occur, know that there's technology and there's cameras and we're working with law enforcement.
You hear that,
unfortunately,
criminals?
In this situation, the educators knowingly broke the policy, engaged with the theft, the thieves across multiple points, including following them out of the store. So post-investigation and the zero tolerance policy, which is well known, that was what resulted in the termination.
Not calling the cops.
No, just to be clear, our educators are able to call the police. We train them to step back. It's about their safety. And we take that policy seriously because we've had instances and seen in other retailers instances where employees step in and are hurt or worse, killed. And the policy is to protect them. But we have to stand behind the policy to enforce it. And that was, unfortunately, the situation in this store.
All right. Well, there you go. It's only merch. It's only merch. Now, Ben Dieter, who is the resident fashion expert here at the Todd Stearns radio show, has given me some background, some intel on this company. They actually have a brand called the Women's Hottie Hot Clothes. Have you heard about this? Women's Hottie Hot. And I'm assuming because the models are scantily clad, they're scantily clad because it's very warm, hence the term hottie hot. It is so hot, it's hottie hot. So I'm scrolling down here, and these women are, they barely have any clothes on, and they're advertising the short shorts. The hottie hot, now I'm just going to go through here and share with you some of the prices on this stuff. I mean, parents, are you paying for all of this stuff? Honey Hot high-rise lined shorts, $68. $68. There's the Honey Hot high-rise lined short, $78 for a pair of shorts, and there's barely anything there. Are you kidding me? People actually buy this stuff. They're not very attractive shorts either, I'm just saying. Looks like they kind of ride up in the, you know what I'm talking about. Very uncomfortable. Got to take a break. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to the show. By the way, Senator Ted Cruz says he does believe that Merrick Garland is going to indict former President Trump. We're going to keep you updated. Any developments on that, we will bring to you immediately. So I'm telling you, it's this deep state. They are hell-bent on making sure Donald Trump is not reelected. I'm just telling you, it's going to get ugly. All this information, all this intel from the whistleblowers that Joe Biden, when he was vice president, actually took a bribe, and nothing's going to happen over that. But by God, nothing's going to happen over Hunter Biden. But by golly, they're going to go after Donald Trump for doing something that he was allowed to do as a president of the United States. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Always good to have our friend from across the river in Arkansas, Governor Mike Huckabee, a host of the Huckabee Show on TBN, Huckabee.tv, the website. Governor, how are you doing today?
You know, I'm doing pretty good. I'm glad I'm not Donald Trump today. But I really think that if Merrick Garland goes there, as you have suggested that he will, it will probably do more to reelect Donald Trump for his second term as president. And one of the reasons, Todd, that I hope every American understands how really critical this is, if the deep state is able to succeed in keeping Donald Trump from even running, even though they engaged in intense election interference in both 2016 and 2020, couldn't keep him out in 2016, they did keep him out in 2020. We may never know exactly how. But if they can prevent him from even running, then what makes us think that they're not going to do the same thing to every Republican who runs for president? Doesn't matter whether it's Ron DeSantis or Mike Pence or Haley or Nikki Haley or anyone else. This is the new playbook. And the big question is there anybody who can fight back with the same level that Donald Trump has fought back with? And I'm not sure that anybody could put up with as much as he has put up with.
Yeah, I think that's the bigger question here, Governor, is, you know, could any of these other candidates stand up to the amount of hate and heat that would be coming after them? And I'm with you. I don't think they can. And we had Trump on the show yesterday, and he said just as much. He believes that if he gets indicted, that the poll numbers would actually go up, because that's exactly what happened in New York. And I think the American people at this point understand what's really going on here.
Gosh, I hope so. I mean, I really do. Even people who don't like Donald Trump, and there are a lot of Republicans who don't. They don't like his tweets. They don't like his personality. I accept a lot of those things because I like what he got done, and I appreciate that he fought and did not fold up and get curled up in a fetal position every time somebody was coming after him unfairly. But the fact is, I just want to believe that there are enough God-fearing Americans and constitution-loving Americans who will look at this whole process and realize that if American citizens do not stand up and fight back and join Donald Trump in fighting back, then we better stock up on survival food and cash and gold and silver and all the things, because I just don't know how long this republic lasts if we keep letting the people in the FBI and the intel community and at the White House and in the press co-conspire to basically shut half of this country's population out of anything other than being targeted for harassment and prosecution. And that's where we're headed.
I'm afraid you're right. And we've seen this play out in drips and drabs over the past year or so with the attacks on pro-life families, the FBI sending armed gun squads to the homes to drag them out. We've seen them go after moms and dads, and at the same time turn a blind eye as you've had hundreds of churches vandalized and pro-life centers firebombed in the aftermath of the Roe v. Wade decision. So it's just it's really mind-boggling to know that the government has been weaponized against you as an American citizen.
We had a case here just this last week. A friend of mine who is the head of a wonderful ministry, he's retired, but the Family Life Ministry, many people know of it. They were on 1,300 radio stations. He's lived at his house for 40 years. He cut some trees down. And the liberals who run the Central Arkansas water system went after him and prosecuted him for a felony. Get this right now, a felony, and wanted to put him in prison for 20 years for cutting down $100 worth of trees. Now, I'm not making this up. Fortunately, a jury of reasonable people decided that's insane, and they said, pay a $1,000 fine, and you know, we'll call it even, and that was it. But imagine the amount of money that the prosecutor spent going after a guy who's a strong, family-oriented, evangelical leader, because he cut some trees down, some of which happened to be on the land that was the property of Central Arkansas Water. Now, he agreed that he would make restitution, he would, you know, whatever he needed to do. They didn't want that. They wanted his head on a wall. And Todd, we've got all kinds of violent crime going on around the Little Rock area, and this is what they choose to prosecute. Here's what I'm saying. We're living in some really frightening times where you're going to be persecuted and prosecuted, not because of a crime you committed, but because of a religious or political view that you hold. And that will be the determining factor as to how vigorously the government will come after you to try to just say to everybody, don't end up like this guy. Keep your mouth shut. Just go along. If Target wants to sell Tuck-friendly clothing, put a rainbow flag in front of your house and salute it every day. And I think people have to get fed up and start pushing back.
I am stunned. I've known Dennis Rainey for a number of years. I had no idea that he was going through this. This is absolutely insane. But you're right, Governor. I mean, if they can do it to someone like Dennis Rainey or somebody like President Trump, then by golly, they could do it to me. And they want people to think that. And they really, it's really a chilling of free speech in America. That's what this is about.
Well, and Todd, it's not that they could do it to you. Truth is, they will do it to you, because you're one of those voices on the radio, and you and I have talked about this. You've gotten in trouble in the past because you dared speak truth when it wasn't popular within the cultural norm of where you were speaking it, and as a result, you know, you've paid a price. Now, I thank God he's given you the opportunity to come back stronger than ever before, but the fact is, this is what we face in the future for taking a strong stand for biblical marriage, for truth, for a scientific understanding of there being two genders, male and female, because that's biblical. And the result is that we're in for the long haul, and we better be prepared to buckle up and go for the rough ride.
Well, that's a fair point. I'll never forget back when I was at Fox, I got audited by the Obama administration's IRS three times. Only time in my life I'd ever been audited by the IRS. And I went to management, and I said, what do I do? And they said, get in line. Everybody was getting hit, but it's true. Yeah. You know, there's a price to pay. I've got to play some audio for you. I don't know if you're aware, Sesame Street has gone gay, and it's not Bert and Ernie. It's everybody, Governor. Let's play cut number 26.
Hi, Elmo and I wanted to share that everyone is always welcome on Sesame Street. This month and every month, we want to uplift and celebrate our LGBTQIA+ family, friends, and communities.
Yeah, that's right, Miss Ariana. From our Sesame Street family to yours, happy Pride! Elmo loves you.
And I love you, Elmo.
There you go, Governor. That's Sesame Street.
And that's for real. That's not a parody.
No, that is for real. That they shared that on their official Sesame Street Twitter feed earlier today.
The only thing I can think, Todd, is that this is their new way of teaching the alphabet, LGBTQIA+, MLNOP, QRST, URD, WXYZ. I mean, I'm just stunned because every child who watches Sesame Street, age, what, 4 through 7, certainly needs to know all about homosexuality and transgenderism. I mean, my gosh, what would a kid be able to grow up and be if he didn't understand all that stuff when he's 6 years old?
It's just insane to know what's happening. And I know you mentioned Target, but, man, they are really coming after, you know, the kids and the culture. And we've got to stand up and we've got to speak out. And, you know, I'm so proud to see so many people standing up to Target and Anheuser-Busch and a lot of these other woke companies. And I think they're learning a very important lesson. I hope they are.
Well, I do, too. I think we may have hit a tipping point. For a long time, most people, evangelical Christians and others, you know, wanted to be respectful of folks with a different point of view. Hey, live your life. That's fine. We're not going to try to engage you or shut you down. It's your right to live as you want. You're an adult. But then they moved it into the realm of trying to groom children as young as 5, 6 years old and to tell little boys that you can mutilate yourself or have your body mutilated irreparably because you think you're a girl. And you can tell girls that they can be mutilated. And it's okay. Even girls who aren't old enough to get a tattoo, but they could have surgery or serious chemical castration. This stuff is finally reached a point where people are saying, hey, you know what? This is no longer about just respecting people with a different point of view. This is about not tolerating this nonsense and acting like this is normal or it's okay. It is not normal. It is not okay. And we don't want our children force-fed this idiocy and insanity anymore.
All right, Governor, we're going to leave it there. Always good hearing from you. Some pretty crazy stories in the news. Folks, this weekend you can watch the Governor at 9 o'clock Eastern on Sunday, Saturdays, as well on TBN. More information about the great work the Governor's doing at Huckabee.tv. Governor, always appreciate you.
Thank you. Talk to you later, Todd.
All right. There you go. Saturday, 8 o'clock Eastern, and then there's a replay at 11 o'clock and Sunday at 9 o'clock. Governor Mike Huckabee. Wow. By the way, just ironically there, the voice of Elmo, I don't know if that's the voice, but the original voice of Elmo got into a little bit of trouble, accused of some sex abuse charges. Just want to throw that out there. He got cleared later, but interesting, is it not? But there you go. Pride Day every day at Sesame Street. Got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. Again, a toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, millions of people are making the switch to Newsmax television. I'm one of them. And Eric Bolling's show doing exceptionally well, over 200% up in the ratings. And by the way, the primetime lineup is really incredible. Greta Van Susteren, Rob Schmidt, Eric Bolling. Americans are turning to Newsmax for real news you can trust. And tonight, Eric is going to be talking about Joe Biden's mental health. Is he really fit to be president? So be sure to watch Eric tonight, 8 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax. Now, you can get Newsmax on all major cable systems. You can also do what I did, which is download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone, and you can watch anytime. So make the switch today. Tell your friends you made the switch, because Newsmax is real news for real people. All right, about 200 militant LGBT groups are demanding that Target restock Pride merch. They released a statement saying there's no such thing as neutrality. By the way, Target, their market cap is down over $13 billion. I mean, people are fired up. And look, the Human Rights Campaign is leading the charge. This is a militant domestic terrorist group. That's what the Human Rights Campaign is. These people are flat out evil. They don't like me and I don't like them. I don't mind telling you that. Anyway, they're demanding that Target double down and put all the merch back in the front of the stores. I mean, do you really want to see that when you go shopping, ladies and gentlemen? Do you really believe that there should be transgender clothing available for 2 and 3 year olds? 844-747-8868 is our phone number. Let's go to Glenda in Georgia, wants to talk about Sesame Street. Hey, Glenda, what's up?
Well, I was listening to you every day, Todd. Can't wait to hear you. I called you the other day about having a gay son. A good 20 years ago, and I'm pretty sure it was about 20 years ago, I'm sure you could check it, there was a little program that came on that I watched with my grandson, and it was called The Teletubbies. And there was four little guys, little cartoon guys, sort of. And I noticed, I kept watching this, and I noticed one of the little boys was carrying, always carried a little purple purse with him everywhere he went. So this has been happening for a long, long time, because I picked up on it a good 20 years ago.
Well, Glenda, I don't know about the Teletubbies. I mean, I remember them, but that was far beyond my cartoon watching years. And I do remember
with my grandson.
Okay. Well, there was a big controversy. I remember the controversy back in the day that one of the Teletubbies was gay. Was it the pink Teletubby or the purple one? I don't know.
He always carried a little purse with him, you know. And my point is that they were pushing this down our throats 20 years ago.
Well,
and it just went right over our heads.
Yeah, well, they're not being very subtle about it on Sesame Street right now. I mean, they are telling you this is where we are going and this is what we are doing. And the fact that, and Governor Huckabee was quick to pick up on this, the fact that Sesame Street is jumping in to this sexualization of children is incredibly disturbing. Keep in mind, Sesame Street, and Glenda, appreciate the call. Keep in mind that Sesame Street is for kids, like little tiny kids, 3, 4, 5 years old. So why do they need to know about gay sex? Could somebody just explain that to me? Maybe there's somebody listening from the LGBT world. You know, our trans secretary, and pardon me, the transportation secretary, we call him just for an abbreviated purpose, really no other reason, Transsex Booty Judge. So Transsex Booty Judge, his husband, his name is Chastity Booty Judge. And Chastity was wanting to come on the program. And maybe we ought to bring Chastity Booty Judge onto the program, and we can ask Chastity, why is it, sir, why is it that the Human Rights Campaign and all of these LGBT groups want these little 3 and 4 year olds to pal around with drag queens? Grown men in stiletto heels, size 14, wearing feather boas. Why is that? Now, look, it's America. How you want to live your life, that's your business. But when you start coming after the kids, and when you say, you know what, we need to, like they just did in Tennessee, where they said, you know what, we need the children to be able to come to our sexually explicit drag shows. I want somebody from the LGBT community just to explain to us. Maybe there is an innocent explanation in all of this. Maybe they can just explain to us. And again, we're all pretty educated, and I think we're all pretty open-minded, but maybe somebody from the LGBT community could explain why it is necessary to allow a 5-year-old child to insert a dollar bill into the crotch of a man wearing stilettos. Could someone in that community explain that to me? Make it simple for us. Like, I don't know, we're on Sesame Street, maybe. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. We're waiting for you, Mr. Transsex Booty Judge. We're just waiting for you to answer that question. We'll be right back, America.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee. It's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. So glad to have you with us for this hour of the show. By the way, if you missed our interview with President Trump, all you need to do is go to our podcast page over on the website, and you can download the podcast and get all the information you need there free of charge. We don't charge you for that. And we'd love for you to listen to that interview that made national headlines. Again, at this moment, we understand Congressman Jim Jordan, who is chairman of House Judiciary, has sent a demand letter to Jack Smith and asking a lot of questions about the investigation surrounding Mar-a-Lago. Right now, the president has not been indicted, but that is the fear among Republicans that that will happen. Also, Chris Christie expected to jump into the well, not necessarily jump, perhaps waddle into the presidential primary later today. And we'll let you know when that happens. Another big presidential battle underway, and that is for the leadership position of the Southern Baptist Convention. Southern Baptists are going to be meeting next week in New Orleans, of course, the nation's largest non-Catholic denomination. And they are in the throes of some controversy right now. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We are honored to have with us one of the men who might very well be the next president of the Southern Baptist Convention, Mike Stone. Pastor Stone, good to have you with us.
Well, hot and humid greetings from Southeast Georgia. Glad to be with you.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it is. You are well below the nat line, and I know it gets hot down there in those parts.
Absolutely. And we're in the midst of our children's day camp. A lot of churches having VBS and things like that, so that's keeping us real busy.
Vacation Bible School. You know, Pastor, I will say this. I am a Southern Baptist, but I almost became a Methodist, and the reason why is because my grandparents were Methodist, and I had to go to their Vacation Bible School, Methodist Vacation Bible School, and Baptist, and I will say this, that the Methodists put on a very nicer spread of snacks than the Baptists did. I was kind of surprised. Almost became a Methodist as a child.
Yeah, snacks and blondes have made more Methodists out of Baptist boys than just about anything else put together.
Wow. Okay. Well, that took an unusual turn. Thank you for that, Pastor. It was Oreos versus Hydrox. You got to go with the Oreos.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
All right. Pastor, I want to start with this crazy tweet, and I have not gotten involved in all the politicking. I've got my hands full on, you know, in D.C. politics. But Pastor Rick Warren said something on Twitter the other day that just really flew all over me. And there's been a big debate, and maybe you can help us understand this. But basically, Saddleback Church in California is being threatened, or they're being told they may not be able to be a Southern Baptist church because they have female pastors. Can you give us some background on all that?
Yeah, Southern Baptists, being people of the book, especially since the late 70s, early 80s, and what Southern Baptists call the conservative resurgence, we are a conservative denomination of churches. We believe in the inerrancy and the authority of the Scripture, and because of that, I know this may not be true for all of your listeners where they go to church, but Southern Baptists believe that the office of pastor is limited to men because that's what we believe the Bible teaches. And Saddleback, for the last several years, has been ordaining and employing women to serve in various pastoral roles. And it actually led to some controversy last year at the Southern Baptist Convention in Anaheim. And then earlier this year in February, Saddleback, Rick Warren's church, was actually already removed from the Southern Baptist Convention. We use the term of disfellowshipping. Some just say kind of kicked out. But all of that, Todd, has actually already happened. And Rick and some of the folks from their church are coming to next week's meeting to try to get that decision overturned and to get back in. And the reality is Southern Baptists are clearly on record through our own doctrinal statement we call the Baptist Faith and Message that we believe that men only should be pastors. Rick is the one who has led his church in a completely different direction from where the Southern Baptist Convention is. And I'm not trying to be unkind, but it is a little bit of arrogance to think that the rest of the nation's largest Protestant denomination should bow down and change because you've decided that you want to change.
I suppose my question to Pastor Warren would be, okay, well, what else do you think the Southern Baptist Convention is doing wrong? What else do you want to change? I mean, if he is going to be the determiner of that, if he's going to say that, you know, again, from day one, I mean, the Southern Baptists have pretty much believed what they believe today, and now he's saying, well, all of that is wrong. I'm curious to know what else the Southern Baptists got wrong.
Well, one of the real arguments that you make, especially among Southern Baptists, is that if you set the scripture aside on that, that really becomes the opening of the Pandora's box. If scripture is not going to be authoritative and sufficient on that issue, then it does lead to what we would commonly call the slippery slope on other doctrinal and practical issues. I know here in our congregation, we have a new members class, and when people join our church, we want them to know what we believe, and we tell them, if that's not what you believe and where you, you know, what you want your church to believe, we're not saying that you're not a Christian. We're not saying you're not a Jesus follower, but you're not going to be a good member here, because it's not right for you to come in and try to change our church. And on a larger scale, I say the same thing about Rick Warren. If you no longer believe what Southern Baptists believe, we're not saying that you're not a Christian or that your church doesn't do a good work, but we are saying you can no longer be in cooperation with the Southern Baptist Convention. And it's just disconcerting to me that he's forcing this issue and creating a needless controversy for our convention.
Why do you think he's doing that? Because I suspect the average person who goes to Saddleback, and by average, I mean all of them, would be shocked to know they happen to be attending a Southern Baptist church.
I don't know if Rick has even told his congregation they were Southern Baptists up until the time that this controversy emerged. He has not been engaged in any meaningful way in Southern Baptist life in terms of leadership, certainly nothing commensurate with his larger stature. Obviously, I can't get into his mind, but it seems to me that he's, you know, just looking for a platform to stand on. And I just don't think there's a need to have this controversy within the SBC, since he's the one who has changed. He's trying to force an issue and bring about change in the Southern Baptist Convention, when he really just needs to go and do his own thing, and we'll pray blessings over him as he goes.
I saw what he had posted about 18 hours ago about a man that I really revere and have learned so much in his teachings, Pastor Charles Stanley, who died about a month or so ago. And yes. He said that Pastor Stanley was saved, became a Christian through a woman preaching. And he, in all caps, he wrote hypocrisy. Saying as if you guys are doing something that is hypocritical. But he had to have known that Pastor Stanley grew up in a Pentecostal church where that was allowed. So this was not a case of a Southern Baptist church. And it really bothered me that it came across that he was trying to score some pretty cheap political points on the grave of Dr. Stanley.
I agree 100%, including the tastelessness of invoking the name of someone who is recently deceased. That is not only tasteless, but his argument is baseless, because Charles Stanley himself would later clearly teach that the office of pastor is exclusive to men as qualified by scripture. But the fact that a woman was preaching the day that Charles Stanley accepted Christ, that just speaks of the power of the gospel. That just speaks of the fact that the power of salvation is through the declaration of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And if a woman declares that, a person can get saved, but it literally has nothing to do with what the scriptures teach about the office of pastor. I thought it was very tasteless that he invokes the name of Dr. Stanley in this argument.
Pastor Mike Stone is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. He is in the running to be the next president of the Southern Baptist Convention. And the reason why this is important, I believe that our major religious denominations play an important role in our society and in our culture, Pastor. And I know there are many within our own ranks who are advancing these false narratives of Christian nationalism. At the same time, they're embracing this sort of wokeness within the church itself. Would you agree or disagree?
I agree 100%. In fact, in our own Southern Baptist Convention a couple of years ago, one of the big mantras at our annual meeting in Nashville, Tennessee that year was that we need to be careful because the world is watching. And there are so many voices in American evangelicalism generally, and the Southern Baptist Convention specifically, that seem more concerned about appealing to and accommodating the culture as it goes increasingly left and increasingly secular than staying with what Jude, the book of Jude, would call the faith once for all delivered to the saints. We need to be more concerned with pleasing God than currying favor with the culture.
I couldn't help but shake my head. Megyn Kelly, of all people, who is not a Southern Baptist, but I think she has a better grip on some of these sex and gender issues that we're embroiled in than some of our own denomination's leadership. I seem to recall some of our top leaders calling for pronoun hospitality, basically humoring transgender people by calling them by their preferred pronouns, something even Megyn Kelly says is just ludicrous.
Well, it's not only ludicrous, but just to be blunt, it's a lie. If someone is a man, for me to cater to and patronize his fascination that he is a woman, I'm not showing love because I'm not telling the truth. And truth and grace are not mad at each other. We're called to speak the truth in love. So if I'm not telling you the truth, I'm not being very loving. And it was very disconcerting to me a few years back when we had major leaders in the Southern Baptist Convention proposing and pushing this idea of pronoun hospitality. I think it's just another form of deception. It's not Christian love because it's not based in truth.
Pastor Stone, what are the concerns you have about Christianity here in America? And how do we fix the decline that we're seeing in so many of our churches around the country?
Well, we're experiencing that decline even in our own Southern Baptist Convention, which, as we've mentioned, is the largest Protestant network of churches in North America. Last year, the last statistical year, Southern Baptists lost 457,000 members, nearly a 500,000 members, literally the largest single drop in over a century. Part of the reason is we lost 416 churches, but when you lose a 500,000 members, the better part of that, in a single year, it part of it is because the Southern Baptist Convention is existing in the overall American context. There is a secularization. There is a lack of commitment to traditional values of any kind, let alone traditional values of Scripture and of the church. The answer to me is just singular, and that is that God's people be busy about sharing the gospel, telling people how they can receive Christ, and then encouraging them and teaching them to walk in obedience to the commandments of the Scripture. That's the remedy.
Now, I don't want you to dip your toe into politics, but there is an issue that's sort of the elephant in the room, and that is Donald Trump, which really triggered a lot of evangelical leaders, and they just lost it. I think they lost their ever-loving minds over Trump. But I think we may have gotten it wrong, Dr. Stone, Pastor Stone, and I want you to weigh in on this, because all of these evangelical leaders who condemned everything President Trump did, I mean everything, I haven't heard them raise a single note of concern about anything Joe Biden has done or Hunter Biden or anyone connected to the Biden administration. And I'm curious to know, I have a theory, but I'm curious to know, why do you think that is? Why are they giving Biden a pass, but they're going after Trump?
Well, when you look at a lot of the major so-called thought leaders in American evangelicalism, whether you're talking about Russell Moore or David French or people like that, there is a phenomenon of always punching to the right. They never want to punch to the left. Quite frankly, I believe it's because many of them are themselves closet Democrats. I think with a lot of evangelicals, we voted for Donald Trump with one hand pulling the lever and sometimes another hand holding our nose. But if you're giving me the choice of voting for that or voting for someone who believes in the killing of unborn children and believes in the total dissemination of marriage and the American family, I'm going to vote with those other values every single time.
I'm with you. I think they're closet Democrats. And I think they're out of the closet now. I just think they're Democrats. You go. All right. Well, Pastor, look, good luck to you next week. And we wanted to give you a platform. I think it's important for people to hear from you exactly what you stand for. And a lot of the concerns that you have, we share on this radio program. And we wish you the very best of luck next week in New Orleans.
Thanks, Todd. Great to be with you.
All right, there you go, folks. Pastor Mike Stone of Georgia, the senior pastor of Emmanuel Baptist Church. And I'm telling you, if the Catholics and the Baptists disengage from the culture war, God help us all. And that's why we've got to make sure, and the, you Catholics, you've got your own issues with this this leftist pope of yours, but we've all got to stand together, and that's what this is all about. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. Do you see the wokeness that Pastor Stone is talking about in your church? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show. All right, welcome back, everybody. Man, it's been a busy day, right? Lots of stuff going on, and your calls have been great. And I'm curious to hear some of our Baptists out there and Catholics. How are you going to save your religious denominations from the hands of the leftist and the woke? 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, have you heard about Harris Faulkner? She was filling in the Tucker Carlson time slot. Man, they still haven't been able to find anybody to replace Tucker. Everybody they've tried so far has just completely bombed. So anyway, Harris Faulkner, she got serious fast talking about she was asked to leave a restaurant because she prayed over her meal. Cut 17.
We know who we are, and we know whose we are. For those of us who believe, we must be bold in our faith right now. When you gather in public spaces, pray thankfully over your food. Even when the server gives you the stink eye or tells the manager that your peaceful grace is triggering them. Had it happen to me. I've been asked to leave a restaurant for openly bowing my head in prayer hands. In America. It's all good. They don't deserve my money anyway.
Wow. What restaurant? That's what I wanted to know. I think everybody wants to know what restaurant. So we reached out to Fox, and as soon as we find out, we will let you know which restaurant told Harris Faulkner to get up, pack up and leave because you were praying over your meal. Have you ever gotten the stink eye from a waiter before? I haven't gotten a stink eye. I don't, except for one time. I asked for some extra tartar sauce. I'm a big tartar sauce guy. And I think I got the stink eye, but I still tipped okay. So there you go. All right. We don't know what this means. But anyway, Harris was really fired up. She went on to say that her preferred pronouns are USA. That's her preferred pronouns. I guess somebody said, hey, Harris, if you want the gig, you gotta embrace your inner Tucker. So there you go. Wow. Harris Faulkner told to leave a restaurant for praying. My goodness. All right, got to take a break here, folks. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Always fun to have our good friend Charles Thorngren join us. He is the Chief Executive Officer of Legacy Precious Metals. That's where I buy my gold and silver, legacypminvestments.com. And Charles, I was talking to a person who had just graduated college. They've got a pretty good job and they have some extra income. And they were trying to figure out, I should invest this in the stock market. I said, no, what you need to do is head over to Legacy PM Investments. And they really didn't even realize that gold and silver were actually very good investments for them to make.
You know, and that's, you know, an unfortunate truth. You look at society today and they don't really talk about the value of precious metals. And most advisors won't talk about it because they don't deal with it. It's a almost forgotten asset class, but I think it's more important now than ever.
Well, I think so. And especially when you look at how crazy, and it's not necessarily the markets are getting, but how crazy some of these businesses are getting, these woke companies out there. And we've seen, I mean, you know, Anheuser-Busch, we're looking at Target, and billions of dollars they are losing here. So a lot of people who may be invested in these companies are going, holy cow, we didn't see that coming.
You know, and it's true. You have these companies that have grown based on the everyday person's investments, and suddenly they're succumbing to a small percentage of the population to change the way that they do business. And this is the after effect that you're going to have. You're going to have the 99% of us revolt against that. You can't bring these newfounded woke ideas and not affect the rest of us or not offend the rest of us.
No, it's a great point. And, you know, we have the phrase, once you go woke, you go broke. I mean, that is a reality here. And again, this is why just the uncertainty of it all. And that's why you need to invest in gold and silver, the precious metals, because they give you certainty when companies go woke.
Absolutely. And when you have a government that continues to spend without any form of real thought to where the money's going, and that money is our money, we're giving it to them, and they just spend it wherever they see fit, whether it's a valuable asset to what we do as a nation or not. So these are, you know, the wokeness, the irresponsibility with the money. These are all reasons we have to bet on ourselves and make wise decisions for ourselves.
Charles, we're looking at gas prices. They could spike again. Saudi Arabia cutting oil production. We saw just yesterday that a hydroelectric dam was blown up, and a big chaos in the war with Ukraine and Russia. And now I think is a very important time for people to step back and say, okay, how is this going to impact, you know, my retirement plans? What do I need to do to protect my assets that are already out there? How do you respond to people with those kinds of questions?
You know, the first thing I say is it's fantastic that you're asking these questions, because that's the most important part, to begin to think about what your plan is for yourself. And once you get there, we can talk about the metals and why it makes sense, how you, again, bet on yourself and bet on common sense versus irrational spending versus the way the world is going. War is everywhere. And that's the important part. And we're not saying put all the money you have into precious metals, but you need that to be the hedge against the craziness that the world is throwing at everything nowadays, not just the markets, but the world we live in. And this is what gold and silver will do for you. They'll put that common sense backing on your retirement. So when it does come time, you can have the retirement that you want. And that's the important process. We have to understand that. I know that we just made this big deal about the debt ceiling, right? And they came to an agreement. But what it didn't address is the debt of this nation. And in 30 years, it's projected that the public debt is going to be almost 200% of our GDP. This is why this kind of craziness, this kind of irresponsibility leads us to say, I need the metals to offer that hedge.
And folks, that's why we're big fans of Legacy Precious Metals. And I would encourage you to check out their website, legacypminvestments.com. And they have so many great resources for you, including their free gold guide. And it takes you through the process, and you get to learn how gold and silver can protect your retirement. And this is something that it really doesn't matter how old you are. You need to be doing this right now, and that's why I encourage you to head over to Legacy Precious Metals, and you can also give them a call, by the way, 866-473-6204. That's 866-473-6204. Now, Charles, what are people going to find when they go over to the website, aside from the free gold guide? What else are they going to be exposed to?
You're going to see some basic information about precious metals. You know, it's hard to put every reason and every philosophy into metals on a website. You'd be looking at it for forever. So really, we give you some good background, and we say, hey, give us a call to find out more. Because ultimately, what we want to do is we want to create an investment strategy that works for you. And that's the important part. Not everyone invests the same way. So we want to make sure we personalize that service. We want to make sure we answer the questions you may have. this is one of the few times where you're going to look at your investment and understand exactly what it's doing. So many times you get into your mutual fund and you don't even know what's in there, right? In this investment, you're going to understand it. It's going to make sense. And that's why we ask you to spend some time with us. Talk over what you need and figure out what's the best process for you.
And again, folks, the website, legacypminvestments.com, that's legacypminvestments.com. You can get information about a gold or silver IRA. Also, you can purchase coins, which is what I've done. And Charles, some people, now I like to actually hold them. I have them in my physical possession. But if you want to store them, or you can do that as well.
Absolutely. We give you every option available. Some people aren't as comfortable storing it in their home. You know, we have some people who live in neighborhoods that maybe they don't feel comfortable with that. We do offer the storage. If you're comfortable with it, we offer home delivery. If it's in your IRA, we offer that as well, where that's stored for you also. So we have every option available to you. We really went through all the steps we could to make this work for the individual.
And one of the ways, we'll wrap here, but I love the American Buffalo coins, and that's really a fun way to get started. And it's also an inexpensive way to get started. And you guys have those available along with the awesome American Gold Eagle proof coins as well.
Yeah, and I love the Buffalo as well. I mean, it's a remake of the old Buffalo nickel. It's an amazing coin. It's 24 karat. I have a few of them myself. I'm a big fan of them.
All right. So, folks, you'll be able to find all of that over at legacypminvestments.com. Charles, always good checking in with you, and we appreciate the great work you're doing for the country.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And, hey, when you call in, folks, make sure you mention that the great Todd Starden sent you to us.
Oh, definitely do that. Awesome. All right, Charles, thank you again. Charles Thorngren, Chief Executive Officer of Legacy Precious Metals. And lots of opportunities there for you on the website. Go check it out. And seriously, the American Buffalo coins, we're talking $50 gold Buffalo coins. And they're beautiful, beautiful coins. And it will not bust the bank, but it will also give you an opportunity to either get started in collecting gold and silver, or you might have a family member, maybe they're graduating from college or high school. This is a wonderful gift to give them as well at legacypminvestments.com. All right, folks, we've got to take a quick break here. 844-747-8868. We're opening up the lines. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. By the way, a lot of people are remembering something President Trump said a while back, last year actually. So earlier today, the golfing world exploded. We broke the news that the PGA and European Golf Tours were merging with LIV, which is something, and again, back in the day, LIV, which is owned by Saudi Arabia, they were freaking out over this. And I mean, if a golfer participated in a tournament sponsored by LIV, they were really shunned. Anyway, Trump got a lot of blowback last year when he said, hey, look, there's going to be a merger here between the PGA and LIV Golf. He said it was inevitable. And people thought Trump was off his rocker. Well, it turns out he was spot on accurate once again. And Trump said at the time, any golfer that remain loyal to the disloyal PGA will pay a big price when the inevitable merger comes. And you get nothing but a big thank you from PGA officials who are making millions of dollars a year. This was all happening when golfers were considering these huge paydays to defect to the LIV Tour, even though it was funded by Saudi Arabia. And they called it blood money. I mean, it was brutal. Basically, they were telling these American golfers, if you go with LIV, you are spitting on the graves of everyone who died on 9/11. I mean, that's what they were doing. It was unbelievable. And now there's the merger. There you go. So anyway, good for you, President Trump. He was right once again. So I want to play some audio. This is from the Dr. Phil show. I didn't even know Dr. Phil was still around, but he is. And they were having a big conversation about transgenderism on the Dr. Phil show. And a fifth grade teacher who was in the audience decided to weigh in. And I mean, this guy dropped truth bomb after truth bomb. Cut number three, please.
Transgender boys who might not have their own money to go buy tampons, if they're provided free in the bathroom, it's a huge plus.
Men do not menstruate. Only women menstruate. Now, you can call yourself whatever you want.
Cis men don't menstruate, but trans men do menstruate.
No, they don't.
Same as non-binary people.
Only women.
Menstruating is not exclusive
yes,
to
it
cis
is.
Women. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
So explain to me as to why my body menstruated
at
some point.
If your chromosomes are XX and you're young, you menstruate. If you're XY, you don't.
Correct, but what about trans men and non-binary?
They're
not men. We're excluding a whole group of people.
They're women dressed as men. You are not a man. You can pretend to be a man, and that's okay. That's perfectly fine. Live your life and tell me what a man is.
Well, what's a man to you? You define a man for me.
You have chromosomes that are X and Y. That's what a man is.
So why are we just looking at the science of this as an example?
Science.
When we've learned sex and gender identity are two very, they're completely different things.
They're not completely different.
They are completely different.
Completely different words.
And sex is what you're born with, the sexual reproductive organs you have. Gender is what you identify with. They're completely different
things. Well, I don't accept
that
distinction. You have to argue for it. You're just giving a conclusion. You're just making it up. The people who hate the truth are because they see the truth as hateful. If you want to identify in any way you can, you're free to do so. But that does not mean that the rest of us have to join that illusion. You disagree, I disagree with you, and so you call it hate. But there's no hate in my heart at all, so that's
You
fine.
Are being hateful when you tell somebody that identifies as a man that they're not a man.
That's not hateful. That's a fact.
It's not hateful, it's a fact. Now look, this is how you do it. This guy gave a brilliant demonstration of how you respond to all of these activists out there. And by the way, many of them are populating school classrooms across America, which is why you should either homeschool or get your kid into a private school. Seriously. I mean, it's really that bad out there. But the fifth grade teacher, he understood a very simple philosophy. God made male and female. That's it. That's it. And you don't have to get into a big screaming fight. The guy didn't raise his voice at all. He just laid out the facts. And he also used, dare I say this, science, ladies and gentlemen. So to give you an example of this, the voice you're about to hear is of a teacher at a high school in Lockhart, Texas, giving a lesson on transgender ideology. Cut number 13.
Okay, we're going to hop into what trans is. Transgender is when the doctor decided you are a certain gender based on what they assumed your outsides looked like, and then later it turned out that wasn't true. So a trans woman is somebody that the doctor thought that they were a boy when they were born, and then later they tell everybody, like, actually that was wrong, I'm a woman. And trans man is somebody who the doctor thought they were a girl when they were born, but then later they found out that's not true, I'm a man. Okay.
All right, so there you go. This is, again, not Berkeley, not New York City, not Chicago. This is in Lockhart, Texas, the Lone Star State, where they know that boys are boys and girls are girls, and men are men and women are beauty queens. That's what's happening in Texas. So here's a thought. She said that the doctors made a mistake, right? So there's no way a doctor can make that kind of a mistake. But if a doctor does make that sort of mistake, if a doctor is delivering your baby and the doctor says, we don't know what your child's gender is, there's a good chance that that doctor graduated from some woke medical school in a place like Minnesota, where they're literally telling the doctors and nurses that you may or may not be able to tell a child's gender just based on their reproductive organs. That's what's happening right now. So anyway, again, just a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, that this kind of stuff is happening. And if nothing else, Pride Month gives us plenty of opportunities to remind you of the wokeness and the perversion that has infiltrated our culture. Somebody pointed this out on social media, and I don't know who it is, but and if I did, we would give them credit. But they said, it's very interesting, is it not, that the LGBT community gets 30 days to celebrate their flag. But the men and women who put on the uniform of this country and fought for our nation on foreign soil and lost their lives, they only get one day. And they don't even get one day, because everybody on that day goes out to grill hamburgers and hot dogs. So they don't even get a full day. They get what? If at best, an hour at a Memorial Day ceremony. And that's it. Kaput. You're done. Finished. So just think about that. So Memorial Day, if you are a soldier and you fought for the country and you lost your life, you get remembered for an hour on Memorial Day. But if you're LGBTQI or A, got to throw the plus in there too to cover everybody else, then you get a whole month. And by the way, they don't even think that's enough. They want 2 months. I'm just telling you that it's a big deal. There are a lot of alphabet letters to celebrate. What do you want me to do? So look, we've got all these stories, including the Sesame Street video, which you got to watch. I mean, this is not made up. This is on Sesame Street's official page. We've got all of it for you at toddstearns.com, and I would encourage you to go and check that out. Also, be sure to download the free newsletter and podcast newsletter coming out in about 15 or 20 minutes or so. So you've got plenty of time to sign up for our newsletter over at toddstearns.com. All right, folks, it's been a great day. Thanks for hanging out with us. We're going to do this all over again tomorrow. And don't forget to check out those incredible gold coins with the American Buffalo, LegacyPMInvestments.com. I think I'm going to pick me up probably a couple of $100 worth after the show. Great looking coins, and it is a great investment. All right, got to get out of here. You be good, America.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.